This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Omicron arrives. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. On this Thursday, December 2nd, glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The newest variant of the coronavirus has reached the U.S. The first detected case has been identified in a California resident who visited South Africa.
The Supreme Court may be signaling an openness to Mississippi's abortion law. Here's some of yesterday's arguments.
In sports, Major League Baseball owners locked out the players as of midnight in a battle over money. It's the first work stoppage since 1994.
And college alumni pushing back against what they see as liberal indoctrination at their schools.
They're saying, listen, we are, you know, give a lot of money to schools as wealthy alumni and donors, but we're going to stop doing this if there's not more tolerance for diverse opinions protected on college campuses by administrators and faculty.
Doug Belkin at the Wall Street Journal on alumni closing their wallets over free speech concerns. The conservative majority of the Supreme Court is signaling that it's open to upholding Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That said, during 2 hours of debate yesterday, the court did not answer the question of how far it may go to undermine its landmark Roe v. Wade decision. The justices explored the potential impact of overturning Roe on people seeking an abortion, as well as how a heavily divided nation might perceive the Supreme Court if it abandons the 1973 ruling that established a constitutional right to abortion. Justice Brett Kavanaugh questioning the Mississippi Solicitor General.
If you were to prevail, the states, majority of states, or states still could or and presumably would continue to freely allow abortion. Many states, some states, would be able to do that even if you prevail under your view.
The court is expected to rule by the end of June. Crowds of activists on both sides of the issue gathered in front of the Supreme Court building. 33 people were arrested for blocking traffic. Omicron has officially arrived in the U.S. The first known case of the coronavirus variant has been identified in a San Francisco resident who recently returned from South Africa. The CDC said yesterday that the fully vaccinated traveler who returned to California 10 days ago has mild COVID symptoms that are improving. The person between 18 and 49 years old has been self-quarantining since testing positive 3 days ago, and health officials say all known contacts have so far tested negative. Dr. Grant Colfax is public health director in San Francisco.
We don't know how infectious it is, although there is a strong likelihood that it is more infectious than Delta.
The patient had received 2 doses of Moderna's COVID vaccine, but not a booster. San Francisco and California state officials, by the way, said they didn't plan to impose additional pandemic restrictions in light of the Omicron case and encouraged residents to follow existing advice to get vaccinated, including boosters, and wear masks at public indoor gatherings. The 10th grader accused of firing on his classmates this week at a Michigan high school is facing scores of criminal counts. Meanwhile, authorities yesterday released more details about the events leading up to Tuesday's attack, in which 4 people were killed and 7 injured at Oxford High School. Oakland County Assistant Prosecutor Mark Keast.
After children started running away from the defendant, he continued down the hallway, again at a deliberate and methodical pace, pointing and aiming inside classrooms and at students who hadn't had the opportunity to escape.
The suspect is 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who will be tried as an adult on charges including first-degree murder and terrorism. Authorities said they found a video made the day before the attack in which the suspect threatened to shoot and kill students and a journal where he wrote about murdering classmates. The undersheriff acknowledged there were rumors about warning signs. One parent told the Associated Press that her son was not in school over fears something could happen. Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Cyber Monday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, plus get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Thanks for joining us. Welcome into Thursday. After meeting with CEOs from big retailers and grocery store chains, President Biden is putting his best spin on the persistent supply chain problems.
We're the only leading economy in the world where household income and the economy as a whole are stronger than they were before the pandemic.
Meanwhile, before the Omicron variant of the coronavirus emerged, global supply chains were hanging by a thread due to labor shortages, factory shutdowns, and the elevated demand for goods. Now, Omicron is making that thread even thinner, but perhaps businesses are better prepared. More from Elizabeth Buchwald, reporter at MarketWatch. Elizabeth, what's being said?
I think it's not going to be as bad as Delta was because it was more unexpected. We thought we had things under control with vaccines rolling out, and it was a big surprise that so many people were getting infected who were fully vaccinated. Of course, we don't really know what's going to happen in terms of the vaccinated people, whether they're still as susceptible to getting COVID or not. But what we do know is that we're more prepared from the supply chain point of view. So whereas in the summer, when we started seeing that huge surge in cases stemming from Delta, suppliers had a chance to identify their weaknesses, what would happen if certain factories shut down and can't transport goods and all of that. And there's been some software improvements. So I don't think it's going to be as bad as the Delta surge was, but I don't think it's going to be good. That's for sure.
Yeah. Touch on that. You referenced new software. Is this part of the new investments that were made, say, over the past few months to try to address supply chain issues?
Right. Yeah. So we've seen, in addition to the supply crunch there, obviously demand has gone up too. More people are getting out that they're vaccinated, especially with kids in the holiday time. So there's been the demand surge, the supply surge. Obviously, that's created a perfect opportunity to invest more in the infrastructure and software behind all of this. So they're long-term investments, but obviously the ideas to get them through the short term as well.
What are we hearing from the likes of Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, about this?
He's taking a pessimistic view here. He's trying to tell people, kind of like President Biden, not to panic, but to be concerned. He's saying, again, that it can cause these disruptions. And the big thing that he's keeping an eye on is what it will do to inflation, which probably won't be a good thing, and what it'll do in terms of getting people back to work, which also probably won't be a good thing. The people who had fear of going back to work over COVID just aren't going to be too excited about going back with a new variant.
We're speaking with Elizabeth Buchwald, reporter at MarketWatch. She's written a piece entitled, "Don't Freak Out, Omicron is Bound to Disrupt Supply Chains. The question is, how bad will it be?" Just looking back, what kind of impact did the supply chain issues have on, say, Black Friday and or Cyber Monday?
Well, we don't know yet, but what we do know is that the Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales were lower than they were last year. And part of that is because retailers were telling people, don't wait until these dates. We're going to give you deals sooner. You want to get it in time for the holidays, order around Halloween time. Don't wait until Thanksgiving time. So the good thing, I guess, is that people already made these holiday purchases. But the bad thing is for the people that did wait until Thanksgiving to buy holiday goods, they're a lot lower on the priority list. So they're the ones that are probably going to feel the biggest crunch on this, especially with Omicron.
What else to include? Any other observations from some of the folks you spoke to that we should mention?
I mean, I think we all know that there's going to be more variants that come in the future. There's no doubt about that. But I think what we've seen is that we're just going to keep getting more prepared for it. And, you know, the rush to buy things earlier is probably going to continue on for many other holidays. And that's going to be interesting, I think, going forward.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Buchwald, reporter at MarketWatch. This portion of the program is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. I've been sending Omaha Steaks and grilling Omaha Steaks for years. I've had them at home with the family, with friends in a backyard cookout, even sent Omaha Steaks to my parents in time for me to arrive and cook them at their home. Need a unique gift this holiday season? Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Gordon in the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, plus chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use code GORDON, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. We've all heard the reports about shortages and shipping delays, so don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com, and you'll get 8 free burgers when entering the code GORDON in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. omahasteaks.com, keyword GORDON. Again, omahasteaks.com and the keyword GORDON. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Authorities say the parents of a teenager accused of killing 4 students at a Michigan school were summoned to discuss his behavior just a few hours before the violence. The disclosure was made as 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly was charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder and terrorism, for shooting Tuesday at Oxford High School. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says the shootings were premeditated.
There are crimes that the legislature has said are so serious that a person who commits them can automatically be charged as an adult. First-degree murder is the most serious of all those crimes. Second, there are facts leading up in the shooting that suggest this was not just an impulsive act.
Investigators say Crumbly had recorded a video the night before the bloodshed in which he discussed killing students.
Number two.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority appeared poised to side with Mississippi in its bid to uphold a 15-week abortion ban, a ruling that would erode decades-old precedent protecting the right to an abortion before viability. The justices heard oral arguments in a case that directly challenged the abortion rights precedent established by the 1973 Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade and reaffirmed by the Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision in 1992. The case centers on a Mississippi law that would ban almost all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Number three.
Major League Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expired at midnight, plunging the sport into a management lockout that will end labor peace after 26 years. Players and owners had successfully reached 4 consecutive agreements without a stoppage, but they have been heading for a confrontation for more than 2 years now. Many clubs scrambled yesterday to add players ahead of a lockout and signing freeze. People magazine has named Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, actor Sandra Oh, country icon Dolly Parton, and the nation's teachers as its 2021 People of the Year. People says its selectees have all led the way in their fields to help make the world a little bit better. Parton was cited for giving away millions of books and supporting COVID research. Oh was celebrated for fighting anti-Asian hate, and people said Biles' focus on mental health redefined what it means to win in sports.
All right, thank you, Jen. Coming up next, who should get what with holiday tipping? This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon. Thanks for being with us. Here come the holidays and the opportunities or pressure to give tips to those in the service industry. Who should get how much? The trickiest of all may be your mail carrier, since there are some legal issues. More from Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com, with a guide to holiday tipping. Ted, help us out.
You know, I think that a lot of us could probably stand to up our holiday tipping game. I think it's a nice thing to do to reward these hardworking individuals. We found that only 19% of people are tipping their trash and recycling collectors. The median is $20. The most tipped occupation that we asked about is a housekeeper. 47% of people with a housekeeper give this person a holiday tip. The median there is $50.
What do we do with the mail carriers? Because that's dicey.
Yeah, so the median tip is $20, and 27% are tipping. So I think we could do better. You know, part of the message here, I think, is that these hardworking people kept things going during COVID. So maybe we were working from home, we didn't want to go out, and, you know, they brought our packages, or they brought food delivery, or whatever the case may be. The Postal Service is interesting because technically they're not supposed to accept cash.
Right.
They did actually change their rules recently, and they are able to accept up to a $20 gift card as long as it's to a specific store. You're not supposed to give the like Visa or MasterCard or general purpose cards, but you could give a $20 gift card to your mail carrier. It's a nice thing to do. UPS and FedEx, their policies are a little squishy too. You know, one nice thing that I've heard of people doing for delivery drivers is maybe you put out a selection of prepackaged snacks and drinks, and there's actually been some kind of heartwarming viral videos of people finding, like, you know, prepackaged cupcakes or sodas or something, and it just kind of makes their day to think, like, wow, these people thought about me and appreciated me. So it's a nice gesture if you can.
Yeah. We're speaking with Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. We're talking about holiday tipping. I got a kick out of the whole mail carrier thing. I know they're not supposed to. And as you said, the rules are squishy. But, I mean, that's a tough one to probe, right? I mean, I usually leave something in my mailbox with the mail carrier's name on it. It's not like, I don't know, there's any kind of enforcement mechanism.
I agree. Yeah, there are some odd ethical aspects of tipping. It confuses a lot of people. Teachers are another good example, because you don't want to be seen as like currying favor with a tip, but a holiday gift, I think, is very much appreciated. So you don't want to look like you're buying a better grade or a better college recommendation. But actually, a nice idea there is maybe you go in on a class gift. I mean, I know that teachers definitely appreciate gift cards, whether it's for coffee or a general purpose thing like Amazon. You know, they could buy something for themselves. Maybe they could buy something for the classroom if they're so inclined. Sometimes strength in numbers helps, and it kind of smooths out some of the awkwardness.
Thanks, Ted. Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. Don't forget, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, at Gordon Deal. 30 minutes after the hour, on This Morning, America's First News. So the year plus of remote meetings is ending, right? Time to get back to the office. So about that beard. If you've realized the scruffy look that worked on a webcam isn't fitting the all-business look you're trying to get back to, don't worry. Harry's can help. Harry's crafts high-quality, long-lasting blades and durable weighted handles that make a close, comfortable shave quick and, believe it or not, enjoyable. And refill blades start as low as $2. New customers can get started with Harry's with a starter set, a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover, usually $13 for just $3. The starter set and the incredibly close shave convinced me right away to switch to Harry's. I've been using Harry's for years. I think you'll love it too. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/deal. to get their starter set for just $3, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so you've got nothing to lose. Harrys.com/deal to get the special offer. HARRYS. Harrys.com/deal.
Expert insight, world-class reporting. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us, and welcome into Thursday, December 2nd. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Omicron detected in a San Francisco resident. Supreme Court hears arguments over the Mississippi abortion law. A Michigan teen faces first-degree murder charges for a school shooting. Partial government shutdown begins Saturday if Congress doesn't pass a funding bill today or tomorrow. Heart procedure sidelining legendary guitarist Carlos Santana. Baseball owners lock out their players. Thursday night football, Cowboys and Saints, and the man who won the lottery after heart surgery. That story in about 20 minutes. Driven by politically moderate or conservative baby boomers who believe progressive groupthink has taken over college campuses, some alumni groups are urging schools to protect free speech, sometimes withholding donations as a pressure tactic. It's a story by Doug Belkin, higher education reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Doug, what's going on?
So there's been a lot of antipathy among alumni in their, especially 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, about the direction of the politics on college campus. And the grumblings haven't amounted to much until pretty recently when they've begun to organize at different schools and now nationally. And they're saying, listen, we are, you know, give a lot of money to schools as wealthy alumni and donors, but we're going to stop doing this if there's not more tolerance for diverse opinions protected on college campuses by administrators and faculty. So they've tried to draw a line in the sand to encourage schools to protect free speech.
Wow. All right. So you reference this group called the Alumni Free Speech Alliance. Who's part of this? What are they doing?
So this group started just a month or so ago. There are five schools that started that I'll try to remember. Princeton, UVA, Washington and Lee, Davidson, and Cornell, I think. And they are kind of at the center of this. They're generated by a guy named Edward Yingling, who's at Princeton. And they're trying to create something that's larger than what's happening at individual schools and to encourage alumni who feel this way at schools around the country to organize themselves. And they're trying to create tools that these other schools can use, these other alumni at different schools can use to help organize and create chapters at their own schools.
Wow. All right. So has it come to alumni simply in some cases not writing checks and saying I want proof that things are better?
Yeah, so that's what makes the story particularly interesting. Instead of just grumbling about it, there's now action happening, and this is coming in with you know in some cases seven-figure donations that are not forthcoming, and so that's why this is different. That's why there may be a little bit more traction, and this is I think a little bit more newsworthy than you know, just alumni who are annoyed with the way things are working on campus.
Well, we're speaking with Doug Belkin, higher education reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece about alumni withholding donations and demanding that colleges enforce free speech. Yeah. One of the things that struck me here was something that happened at Washington and Lee maybe 3 years ago where alumni were unhappy with some developments. And there was like a mass email to like 10,000 alumni or something saying don't donate to the school till they fix this.
Oh, so that wasn't 3 years ago. That was this summer. The group started about 3 years ago, okay. But they've kind of been building steam over time. And, you know, each one of these schools has their own flavor of pushback. At Washington and Lee, the school is Southern. It was endowed by George Washington. Robert E. Lee was a president there. And, you know, students and faculty have said we need to be more proactive about pushing back against the history and among many things, you know, there and other places. And so the schools itself has, I think, marginalized the history, or at least that's the perception of this alumni group. And they feel like there's a lot to be lost. You know, there are traditional virtues that the school espouses, like character and virtue and dignity. That they feel are being supplanted by the sort of DEI agenda, which stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and is kind of shorthand for the social justice movement that has become very powerful on college campuses. So that's how this particular story is playing out at that school.
Wow. Explain how students say they're caught in the middle.
Some of the most interesting and frankly disheartening parts of the story, and this is not that new, but it's very well researched at this point, is that students are enforcing these speech codes among themselves. If a student, students say that they are self-censoring themselves and will not express their opinion because they don't want to be labeled untoward, racist, conservative, and it's happening from both the left and the right. It's a lot of this stuff is focused on this sort of woke agenda that's scaring conservative or moderate students, but it is happening in the other direction as well.
Thanks, Doug. Doug Belkin, higher education reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Coming up next, the Mic Drop.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it's Home Alone season, and for fans of the movie, the only thing better than watching the Christmas classic would be living like Kevin McAllister for a day. Now, you'll have your chance. The iconic Chicago-area home that Macaulay Culkin's character defended from robbers will be available to rent for the holidays through Airbnb. Your one night stay will cost only $25 and will include use of the home, perfectly decorated for the holiday, booby traps that you can set, all the 90s junk food your heart desires, including plenty of Chicago's finest pizza, and a candlelit dinner of highly nutritious microwavable Kraft macaroni and cheese. Also, a meet and greet with a tarantula and a Lego kit of the house for you to take home. This is being done in conjunction with the new Home Alone movie now streaming on Disney Plus, and Airbnb will also be making a donation to a Chicago children's hospital. The house opens for reservations Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central Time.
Seems like a lot for $25, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think it's being done in part to promote this new movie they have out. So probably some studio money involved here. But you do have to pay to get there. There's no airfare included. So for us, we'd have to pay to fly there, or we have to drive there. But there's no transportation involved included in this.
Chicago's finest pizza.
Yeah.
You know, part of that. It's pretty good.
I'll eat the mac and cheese maybe like in the morning when I wake up groggy and don't want to make any food or go out. But the pizza, that I'm definitely on board with that.
And you'd sell your soul for that Lego kit for the kids.
Yes,
I know you would.
Yeah, for sure. That would make me dad of the year. And we talk about all kinds of records, mostly involving skill and athletic prowess. Now, we're not sure which category this falls under, but it's impressive nonetheless. An Australian man broke a decade-old Guinness record for the world's loudest burp at over 112 decibels. Neville Sharp said his wife encouraged him to go for the record, and he spent 5 years preparing by honing the strength and noise level of his belches. Sharp said the most difficult part of the record was gathering the proper equipment to accurately measure the volume of his emissions. But when he did, this is what it sounded like. There you go. Short but sweet. Sharp broke the old record by nearly 3 decibels set by a British man in 2009.
Man.
I didn't say how he like prepared for that. I was wondering. It did not say anything in the story about sort of what he had to do in advance, how much, I don't know, beer he had to drink or what it was that got him up to that level. That we don't know for sure.
I didn't know you could like hone that and work on it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's muscles involved, right? Throat muscles. You know, so not only do you have to get the gas, but I guess you have to push it out at such a force that it makes a very, very loud noise.
Yeah.
This is what I'm guessing. I've never tried to do this on my own.
Yeah. Do you have to have a deep voice? Does that enhance things? You have to have a loud mouth, like as part of, I don't know what's involved here.
It sounds like you might want to challenge this record at some point.
Soda does it for me.
Yeah.
I like most people.
Right.
Not really anything else. Like coffee, like gives me minor like baby burps.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Soda can give me the big ones. That seems to be the thing.
For sure.
And does he open his mouth? Like, does that enhance the volume? Because again, not depth, right? This is volume of burp.
Yeah.
And not length.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the acoustics work with this, but yes, I assume his mouth has to be, probably pretty wide open.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of force from your diaphragm.
Were you those like as a kid? Could you self burp? Could you make yourself burp without any prompting or soda or anything?
No, but we all had that friend, didn't we?
Oh yeah,
who could do jingle bells, by belching. we all had that friend.
Mostly in seventh grade, I think we experimented.
Yes,
with
we did.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Cyber Monday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, plus get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Thanks for spending time with us. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lightstream. Apply today for a fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan, and you could save thousands in interest. Go to lightstream.com/deal. Thinking of selling your used car? USA Today has a couple of tips to get the most for it. Number one, you can sell your car even if you still owe money on it. Enter the basic info about your vehicle at Kelley Blue Book's website or another value estimation service called like Consumer Reports to get a rough idea of how much your car is worth at retail, as a trade-in, or on the private market. Number two, you can get an instant offer online. You can visit a number of different services like KBB, Auto Trader, Vroom, Carvana, Edmunds, J.D. Power, or AutoNation, and plug in the basic info to get an instant cash offer. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The CDC has confirmed the first U.S. case of the new heavily mutated coronavirus variant called Omicron, which was detected in Northern California. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci says the patient, who was fully vaccinated, had just returned to the San Francisco area after traveling in South Africa.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States.
Fauci says the individual has had only mild symptoms.
Number two.
The federal government could be heading for a temporary shutdown, with Republicans poised to stall a must-pass funding bill in their effort to force a debate in Congress on rolling back the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandates for some workers. Conservative senators like Mike Lee of Utah want Congress to take a hardline stand against mandated shots, even if it means shutting down federal offices.
I'm vaccinated. My family's vaccinated. I've encouraged everyone around me to get the vaccine, but I've also acknowledged that's not my decision, and it's certainly not a decision that should be forced on them by the federal government.
But not all Republicans are on board. One GOP senator after another left a private lunch meeting yesterday voicing concern they will be blamed for even a short shutdown of the federal government.
Number three.
The House panel investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection has voted to pursue contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, a former Justice Department official, who refused to answer the committee's questions. But the panel agreed to let him come back for another try. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming.
We will not finalize this contempt process if Mr. Clark genuinely cures his failure to comply with the subpoena this Saturday.
The committee voted 9-0 to pursue criminal charges against Clark. The Women's Tennis Association has suspended all tournaments in China, including those in Hong Kong, effective immediately due to the lack of an acceptable response over tennis player Peng Shuai's allegations and disappearance. Peng, who says she was sexually abused by China's former vice premier, has since virtually disappeared from social media and public view. The WTA CEO expressed serious doubts about her safety.
Thank you, Jen. Coming up next, when heart surgery brings you luck. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.com. Easy. Thanks for being with us. Who knew surgery could bring you luck? While recovering from heart surgery, a Massachusetts man received what ended up being a $1 million get-well card from a friend. The Boston Herald says after undergoing double bypass heart surgery last month, Alexander McLeish's childhood pal got him a get-well card and included three instant lottery tickets. As he began to scratch the Your Letters area, Mr. McLeish first revealed the letters A, W, and M, which are his initials. To make things even more personal, the word he revealed on the bottom row was heart. He ended up winning the second top prize for the instant ticket game, in which players earn more money for how many complete words they find. Mr. McLeish got $650,000 before taxes, and as for what he's going to do with the money, doesn't plan on using it all on himself. He told the Boston Herald he'll give some of it to his kids, as well as the friend who got him the ticket, and then fund a trip to the Bahamas that he had booked before the big win.
That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.